The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The fear of God is one thing that will ever change the destiny of a person. I mean, between today and tomorrow night now, some people are set to destroy their own life. Between now and tomorrow night, a lot of lives. A lot of girls that they could not get them before for ritual and all this nonsense. You'll be seeing a lot of things happening now. Because the fear of God is flush inside the gutter. It's flush inside the toilet. And so there's a free for all. But it will never be you. I say it will never be you. I say it will never be you. Say a louder amen. The fear of God is what positions you as a believer to be able to go to where you are going. Nobody here will sink. I say nobody here will sink. Have you seen somebody who lacks the fear of God? You are face to face with somebody who will soon sink. Have you seen somebody who doesn't really care about life, who doesn't care about anything, doesn't really give a damn? Can waste any day, any time, just doesn't care. You have seen somebody whose life is not going anywhere. But you have seen somebody who guards his steps jealously, who walks in the fear of God, who always thinks, what will God say about this thing I'm about to do? What will God feel about this step I'm about to take? Those are the people that make turnaround. As from today, that fear of God is baptized afresh into everyone's heart in the name of Jesus. It's engraved afresh into everyone's heart in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Number two, correct positioning for a turnaround is keep seeking God as a lifestyle. If you want God to turn your life around, you need to seek Him. In Psalms 34 verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord, they won't lack anything. The more you and I seek God, the more blessings seek us. The more we seek God, the more goodness seeks us. The more we seek God, the more our life changes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 3 to 5, there was a young man there called Uzziah who began to reign at 16. And because he was a man that was seeking God, God changed his life. We go to verse 4 and 5. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God. That was the qualification of Uzziah. At 16 years, he was on the throne. He was supposed to be misbehaving. He said, no. He said, I will seek God. And he was seeking God in the name of Zechariah, who had understanding of vision. And because of these, he prospered. Bible says God made him to prosper. God will make you to prosper. If you go directly to 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 9 to 15, Bible says he began to invent machines. He began to invent all kinds of towers. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner of the gate, at the valley of the gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. He also built towers in the desert and dig many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plain, husbandmen also. He was a multifaceted man. He was a king, he was an engineer, he was a farmer, he was an industrialist, he was an inventor. Massive man. 16, you know your age now. At 16 years, he was already in control of things. He was already in charge of people. He already had plenty of people working for him at 16. Why? He was seeking God as a lifestyle. Get ready. As you see God as a lifestyle from today, God is going to prosper your ways. You see, when you read the Bible, look at the details. When they say somebody prospered, how did he prosper? When they say somebody was fruitful, how did he become fruitful? When they say somebody had good success, how did he have good success? This is a good example. 16 years, young boy, began to prosper, began to excel, was into farming, was into engineering, was into governance, diverse kind of businesses. What turned his life around? He was always seeking God. He was always seeking God. That will be somebody's testimony here today. I said that will be somebody's testimony here today. That will be somebody's testimony here today. Your testimony will be that you were always seeking God. Say a louder amen. Well, that was what changed his life. So it's not about struggling. Romans chapter 9 and verse 16. So it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not of your kakrakarity, as it were. It's not of your skill that you excel. It's your seeking God that makes men to seek you. Say a louder amen. Life is cheap if you know what to do. Life is cheap if you know what to do. Many don't know what to do, and that's why they keep struggling. But from today, nobody here will be a struggler again. Seeking God makes all the difference in your life. Seeking God, it just transforms your life. The day you begin to seek God, that is the day your blessing has started. The day you begin to seek God, that is the day your life, as the turnaround you are looking for, has begun. Look at those who don't have respect for God and the things of God. If they are shining now, come and see them 2-3 years from now. They've withered away. They are nowhere to be found. May your greatness not become a greatness of yesteryears. Somebody say a big amen. You know, some people, they say they were big, but they were big yesterday. They were great, but they were great yesterday. They were blessed, but they were blessed yesterday. That will never be your testimony. You will be blessed today and forever. Your children will be blessed today and forever. But how do you go there? How do you get there? Seeking God. Nobody here will retire in an undue manner. The grace to continue to seek God, receive in the name of Jesus. Well, number three, correct positioning for a turnaround is spiritual prosperity. If you want to correctly position yourself to be able to access a turnaround, invest in your spiritual life. Invest into your spiritual life. Turn to your neighbor and say, invest into your spiritual life. The more you and I invest into our spiritual life, the more our life gets better. Invest. Take the things of the Spirit seriously. Take the things of the Spirit very seriously. God cannot bless a man beyond the spiritual level. If he blesses a man beyond the spiritual level, he means he wants to kill that person. God will never bless it. If you see somebody that is blessed beyond this, it's not from God. God will never give a person blessing if the spiritual level can't contain it. Because some people do some little wealth, drunk every night. Some little wealth, chains of girlfriends everywhere. Some little wealth, Valentine is in trouble. Valentine is in trouble because of just little change. But somebody who has spiritual maturity knows that he can't play games. He can't do what everybody's doing, just behave anyhow. Nobody here will crash his own destiny. I say nobody here will crash his own destiny. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. When a person does not invest in spiritual life, the person becomes carnal. Romans 1 and verse 28. If you are not investing into your spiritual life, you become carnal. The Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Because they did not take the history of their spiritual life, God left them. God will not leave you alone. That's why even God has left them alone. Let him leave him. Let him self-destroy himself. Let her self-destroy. They refuse the matter of spiritual matter. They pushed it under. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 and verse 1, Proverbs 28 and verse 1, he that is being often rebuked, and then he refuses to listen to it. He said, he'll just destroy himself. He will just crash his own life and just destroy his own life. Somebody is here today, you will not destroy your own life. Say a louder amen. You will not destroy your own life, your own self. Say a louder amen. Proverbs 29 verse 1. He that is being often reproved and hardeneth his own neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. He that is being corrected, mind your spiritualizing, forget it. Forget it, doesn't matter. Everybody is doing it. Let me do what I want. He said he will destroy himself. He said, and there will be no remedy. Nobody will enter into the trap the wicked has set for them. I can't hear your amen. Proverbs 29 and verse 1. I pray for you today the grace to invest into your spirituality. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So spirituality is the cure for carnality. The more you invest into your spiritual life, the more the things of God becomes very important to you. And the more your turnaround. Get ready. Your life will turn around for the better this 2022. I say your life will turn around for the better in 2022. It will get better than it was before. But pay attention to your spiritual life. Pay attention to your spiritual feeding. Feed heavily this year. Feed heavily this year. Take the issue of studying the scripture very serious this year. Feed heavily. If it was 1-2 chapters you used to read before, it's time to go to a higher height now. Go to 5, go to 7, go to 8, go to 10, go to 15. Just keep pushing yourself spiritually so that you can become robust in your spiritual life. If you are doing it, it will show. If you are doing it, it will show. Nobody here will be trapped by the wicked. Say a louder amen. You know, if the devil wants to trap a person, he doesn't need to put physical chains into their life. He just grinds their spiritual life. Once your spiritual life is grounded, the devil don't get you with that. At least, Bible reading is nothing to you. Fasting is nothing. You don't really care about fasting. That's for pastors. It's not for people like you. Forget it. When I get married and there are some challenges, I'll start fasting then. The devil has already got the person. If you don't want the devil to get you, take your spiritual life very serious. Nobody here will miss their steps. I say nobody here will miss their steps. Nobody here will miss their steps. Say a loud amen. The kind you will say if I pray for money for you. Say a loud amen. The kind you will say if I pray for money for you. You will not miss your steps. So invest into your spiritual life. And then you see your life becoming better and better and better. Somebody's life will get better here. If that person is here, let that person shout the loudest hallelujah. I'm speaking about correct positioning for your turnaround, and I'm showing us from the Bible what will change our life. Going to a club will not change your life. It won't change your life. It will deplete your pocket. Your hard-earned money will be lost. What will change your life is what we are talking about. Number 4. How do I position myself for my life to be turned around? Be in love with God. be in love with God. Loving God is a major secret to turn around in life. Loving God is one of the major secrets that can change a person's life. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. Every God lover is a candidate for turnaround. Every God lover is a person whose life will eventually change for the better. In Matthew 22 and verse 36 to 40, a lawyer was asking Jesus, he said, what is the most important commandment? What is the most important thing for everyone? He said, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second, like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thy... So, love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. The more you love God, the more you position yourself to be able to access the best that God has in store for you. Before I go to the benefits of loving God, I want to make this very clear to us. I'm not going to preach on all these things that are going on right now. I'm not into that this morning. Okay? But I'll just let you know that no man can love you that doesn't love God. Nobody can love you who doesn't love God. So if you are a single lady and you want to get married, and the guy is whatever he claims he is, and he doesn't love God, he can't love you. He can't genuinely love you. Because it is an offshoot of the love that a person has for God that they give to you. A person that doesn't love God will be very selfish and self-centered. As long as you are beautiful, as long as you are doing whatever he wants or whatever, he will love you. But as long as things are not going, you can as well go somewhere else. Nobody here will miss his steps. Nobody here will miss her steps. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Benefits of loving God and his word. What are the benefits I stand to gain if I love God? Number one, all round rest. In 2 Corinthians 15 verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians 15 verse 3 to 6. Bible says, for a long season Israel had been without the true law and without the teaching priest and without law. And when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to them that went out, nor to them that went in. And then came great vexation upon all the inhabitants of the country. The nations were destroyed of nations and city of city, for God did vex them with all. This is just a simple story of when there was lack of the love of God in the heart of the children of Israel. The love of God was not available, and so because of that, they lacked rest. But when they decided in 2 Corinthians 15 and verse 15 particularly, 2 Corinthians 15 and verse 16 particularly, when they decided to love God, they accessed rest. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. God will give you rest round about. The more you love God and love his word, the more you access rest. The more you love God and love his word, the more you access rest. You are just restful. Your heart is at rest. Your mind is at rest. You are just restful because of the love of God in your heart. My prayer for you this morning, the love of God will be shed abroad in your heart afresh. I say the love of God will be shed in your heart abroad afresh in the name of Jesus. When you love God and you love everything concerning him, the issue of marital settlement is not something that gives you a rest. You know that God will settle you because you love him, and so he must give you a person that is his own representative to also love you here on earth. Somebody say amen. you love him, then he must also give you somebody here who is his own representative, representing him in your life to love you physically. Very cheap. So, loving God is the key to rest. He's not going helter-skelter. Loving God is the key to rest. Number two benefit of loving God and His Word is that you become a friend of God. The more you love God, the more you become a friend of God. Everybody who has a genuine friend loves their friend. When you love God, suddenly you become a friend to God. John 15 and verse 15. John chapter 15 and verse 15. Henceforth I call you no more servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You are no more just a nobody. You are no more just a girl or just a boy or a man. He said, now you are my friend. You are now my friend. Somebody is changing class today. Somebody is changing class today. You are not just a son of God. You have now become a friend of God. That's what happens to those that love God. When they love God and they love Him sincerely, they change class. That's what they call turnaround. They wine and dine with God. They have secrets that others don't know. They know what others did not know. Why? Because they are now friends with God. When you have a friend, and that friend is probably, let's say in Abuja, you are here. If you want to go somewhere, that friend will know that you are going somewhere. And the person that is your next door neighbor, you are sharing the same block of flat, will not know you are going anywhere. Where somebody is far away and the person knows you are going somewhere. Why? Because you are friends. When you become a friend of God, your turnaround has begun. And you cannot become a friend of God if you don't love God. Say a loud amen. May your understanding be open this morning. I say, may your understanding be open this morning. I say, may your understanding be open this morning. This love of God matter is the secret of many great believers. They love God with passion. They are not looking for what to get from God. They are not looking for what to get from man. They just love God and they love Him continuously. And as a result of this, they have become a friend of God. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. The choir was sharing the testimony I shared on Wednesday about sometime last year when one of our people here, somebody in the family had coronavirus, and I was in the office here in the morning working, and she called me and said, sir, we are on our way. We just came back from a test, and they said he has coronavirus. He's in the car. He can't breathe well. He can't eat. He can't do this. He can't do that. And we are on our way to get him admitted, and I wanted you to, if possible, to know. I said, I'm coming downstairs. So I went to the car, and I hugged him. And I greeted him, and I said, sir, it is well. We prayed together, and I said, go, you are coming back with testimony. Now, after a short time in the admission, I went there to see him again, hugged him. Why did I have that kind of confidence? I know I'm a friend of God. He will never see me and then allow that kind of thing to happen to me. Anybody that you love, you don't want evil to happen to them. Yes or no? So why will God be looking at you and allow coronavirus to kill you? Well, he's an elderly man of over 70 years. Coronavirus should have killed him for cheap. He's alive today. Alive, and every member of the family also alive. Wife alive, children alive, grandchildren alive, everybody alive. The man that hugged him with coronavirus also still alive. I'm preaching to you this morning. Once you are a friend of God, you have access to unusual revelation. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said that will be somebody's testimony here. That will be somebody's testimony here. No matter what is happening around, it will never be your portion. No matter what is happening around you, no matter the evil going on, it will never branch to your house. Number three, benefit of loving God and His word is answered prayers. Once you love God and you love His word, your prayers are answered. Without love, there is no guarantee for answered prayers. Many people pray for many hours. They don't get answered. The reason is because there is no love between them and God. My wife doesn't need to bang her head on the floor before I give her money. A lot of times I even give her money and then she'll now say, I saw money in my account. You say, what is happening? I say, I just gave it to you. Say, what's going on? I say, no, I just gave it to you. When you love someone, you get their prayers answered naturally. You just get their prayers answered naturally. You just notice that they have something in need and you get it done. Everyone that is a child of God gets their prayers answered when they love God. Somebody say a big amen. So when you truly love your wife as a husband, all the men here, don't let her be begging. Please, I need something before you release it. Once you just notice it, release it. Just release it. That's what God does for His lovers. Immediately God sees that you are His lover. That is the beginning of answered prayers. Your prayers are answered naturally. The days of your repeating prayer points is gone. I said the days of your repeating prayer points is gone. Immediately you open your mouth to say, God is answering you already. Immediately you open your mouth to say, God is answering you already. Immediately you open your mouth to say, God is answering you already. But your love has to be deeper. Your love for God has to be deeper. Your love for God has to be deeper. I release upon you today the spirit of the love of God. I release upon you today the spirit of the love of God. Say a louder amen. And number D of four, benefit of loving God and His word is access to prosperity. When you love God and you want your life to be turned around financially, it's so easy. In Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8, Haggai 2 verse 8, the Bible says, silver and gold are mine. God owns all the silver and all the gold. Why will He have problem releasing it to you as His friend? The silver is mine. The gold is mine. Get ready. All the wealth of the Gentiles will be transferred towards this year. Somebody's faith cannot receive it. All the wealth of those who are unbelievers will be transferred towards this year. Is it more than enough? It's not by mouth. It means that there will be massive flow of resources. There will be massive flow of resources. But it's for those that love God. It's for those that have a heart for God. It's for those whose hearts are panting after God. Once a man notices that the lady loves him so much, there's nothing he can't do for her. Once a woman notices that a man loves her so much, there's nothing she cannot do. There is nothing she cannot do. Once that love is there, she will do what is necessary. It is the absence of love that makes it look as if some people are stingy, because there's no love relationship between. Immediately that love relationship is there, the flow begins. There will be a flow from God to you continually from now. I said there will be a flow from God to you from now. If at 16, Uzziah was already blessed at 16, at your age you'll be double blessed. At your age you'll be double blessed. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Let me give you just one more benefit of loving God, and then we'll go into the anointing session. One more benefit of loving God is divine backing. The more you love God, the more He will back you up. John 14:21-23. John 14:21-23. He that had my commandment and kept them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Did you start from 21? Start from 21. Did I read 21? He that had my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Okay, go to 22. 22. 23 now. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we come unto him and make our abode with him. When you love God, God will come and be living with you. Like a married person. Like husband and wife. He says, if you love me, if you don't love things and pursuing things, it's me you love. He said, I will come and abode with you. I will be living with you. I'll be living in your business premises. I'll be living in your house. I'll be living around where your room is. So I can have access to you always. As from today, may your love for God catch new fire in the name of Jesus. May that love increase. I say, may that love increase. You have loved God before. From now on, your love for God will increase. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Everybody around you will know you love God. I say everybody around you will know you love God. Say a louder amen. Well, today is also an anointing service. And anointing is a major force that turns the life of a person around. Nobody becomes a king till they are anointed. In Isaiah 10 and verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken off thy shoulders and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing is what destroys hindrances to your turnaround. Things are supposed to turn for you in marriage or maritally. It's not turning. The anointing breaks the yoke. You are supposed to have moved forward in your business and career and it's not working. It's anointing that breaks the yoke. It's anointing that breaks the chain. Every chain that has held you down till now will break today. Every chain that has held you down today till date will break today. Say a louder amen. Every chain holding down your success, your breakthrough, your testimony, that chain will be cut off today. As you are anointed today, God Himself will launch you into a turnaround. Everybody will see you and know that God has changed your level. I say everybody that sees you will know that God has changed your level. The anointing was what changed David's life. He was a nobody. He was taking care of the sheep. They sent for him. And they anointed him. And the Spirit of God came upon him from that day onward. That will be your testimony. Via this anointing today, the Spirit of God will come on your head from this day onward. Anywhere you go to, the anointing will make a way for your life. When we talk about the anointing, we are talking about the power of God. It's not just this oil. It's the power of God that enters the oil. Without the power of God, it's just an oil like you can use to fry anything. It is the power of God that enters that oil through declaration that makes it the anointing. It's not just getting oil, and because some people now just do all kinds of things. It is the power of God that enters the oil that makes it the holy anointing oil. And via that power, testimonies abound. In your life, testimony will abound. Via this anointing today, the kind of testimony that you need that will change your life forever will come upon your life. It will come upon your family. It will come upon your business. You'll be hearing good news in quick successions. you will be hearing good news in quick successions. It means before you finish hearing one good news, another good news has happened. Before you finish hearing one good news, another good news has happened. Say a louder amen. That will be your story. I say that will be your story. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.